I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? Our musical missteps.
What is up, Drury? Welcome to another episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. If you thought the UTFO episode was bad, you should just go ahead and skip this one because Zach finds us a song that would even make Dirk Diggler blush. And we do apologize for ghosting y'all again last week, but if you listen to this podcast regularly, you should be used to that by now. So thanks for listening to Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. Back and laugh,
bailed out with James and Zach.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Wishbone. Y'all know what it is, Bone Thugs and Harmony in the building. I want y'all to know to listen to Bailed Out, the podcast of the podcast.
What is up, everyone? I am Zach. I am joined by James. We are Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. Hello, James. How are you today?
Good, Zach. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling all right today.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we should take this time to apologize to the listeners for ghosting them last week, but we had some unexpected circumstances come up, which were just, you know, unavoidable. But we are back now, and we're ready to go.
We are back, and we're ready.
Ready, man.
Here we are.
I do have to say, man, like, so my son, well, let me start off by saying this. You know, I take this podcast very seriously, Zach.
Oh, of course.
And of course. To get the sweet, sultry sounds of my voice to sound this good, I create a studio
for myself. Yeah, it's beautiful too.
Yeah, and for the listeners at home, it's comprised of a blanket, some couch cushions, and just all sorts of shit stuck together for me to. It's basically like a children's fort that I podcast in, right?
Yeah, I like it.
But the wall is made out of my couch cushions.
Dig it.
And my son spilled a great deal of milk on the couch cushions a few days ago.
On the wall.
On the wall. Yeah. So I sprayed it with a bunch of stuff. So now my studio smells like a fucking field of lilacs with rotten milk in it or some shit. So that's what I'm dealing with.
A field of lilacs with a dead dairy cow dead in it. That's cow, awesome. Yeah.
So that's what I'm dealing with. I do have a headache today and
yeah,
that headache's name is Logan. He's been going 100 miles per hour, man.
They'll do that.
Well, do it, man. He is just a ball of energy, and I am almost 40.
You are.
I'm a 40-year-old with the sense of humor of a 16-year-old.
Oh, you fuck! It's gonna be this year.
I know, dude. I'm yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna edit this part out of the podcast. fuck. Wow. Hey, I got a couple things. If it's okay with you, do you have anything?
No.
Okay, so when our last episode was the Elvis Presley episode,
yeah,
and we were wondering aloud if we had any Mississippi listeners. We do have some listeners in good old Mississippi, around the Jackson area.
I'm going to Jackson.
And then another town called Kosciusko.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to them. And in case you were wondering, Oprah Winfrey is from Kosciusko, Mississippi.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It might be her people listening.
It's probably her kinfolk, at least.
Right. I'd hope so.
You know, Oprah used to live near my wife when my wife was growing up.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, just like right down the road.
Really?
Yeah, because my wife grew up in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And Oprah was, you know, started her career in Chicago.
Yeah.
And she filmed the Oprah Winfrey Show after she was like super mega loaded. But yeah, my wife's mom lives near this private airstrip in this town in Indiana. So I guess it was convenient for Oprah to get to and from there using that airstrip, I think. And she had herself a nice little place out there in the country.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So there's that.
Well, there's that. Hey, Oprah.
Hey, Oprah. Okay, so anyway, I'm sure the guests are just on the edge of their seat right now, or not the guests, the listeners. We don't have guests anymore. We used to have guests.
We used to have some.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we back don't. But I tell you what we have today. We have a song to break down.
Nice. Well, I'm excited about this because you've built it up a little bit.
Oh, man. It is a train wreck.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a joke. First time I heard it.
Again?
It's not a joke.
Oh, no.
It's very serious. And I'm going to tell you where these, where this nice, lovely individual hails from.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little stats. Okay.
Give them to me.
All right. Hailing from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, God. Okay? Zach, you have some history with Wichita.
I do. I almost got arrested in Wichita one time. the song was released last year, 2021. Last year. Yeah. Again, this is kind of another doozy where it's hard to find like what's going on. This was deep in the internet. Okay.
Oh my God.
This was pretty deep in the internet. I just happened to be lucky enough to come across it. Little bit of success the song's had, I guess you could say a little bit, right? Instagram followers. Okay. You care to guess how many Instagram followers this
does the song have has? Radio play?
No way.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Instagram followers. I mean, I don't know. Give me something else so I can maybe try and piece it
there's
together.
There's not a whole lot else. Right.
Just a
I can
YouTube
tell you the name of the song. I can tell you, well, maybe a YouTube sensation. There are multiple versions of the song on the internet.
Okay.
The one that I am sending you has about, I would say, how many thousands? Let's look and see. 3,800 views.
Okay. This is way deep down in there.
This one's only been on there for about 3 months. All in all, what I could find is put on the internet about 11 months ago. Okay. I'd say all in all, it's probably, I'd say 100,000 views maybe from what I can
tell. I mean, okay? So Instagram followers, I'm going to say a solid 4,000.
29,800.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So a good little showing there.
Yeah. Respectable.
Yeah. So the name of the artist today is, and I'm not making this up, Humpback Chunk. Okay.
Humpback
with two K's.
Humpback
Chunk.
Chunk.
All right.
Okay.
Humpback Chunk.
How many K's in Chunk?
Just one K.
Just one K in Chunk. Okay.
Just one K. Because
that would be stupid to have any more.
Right. You don't want to have. Yeah. You don't want to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So.
So there's three K's in the title is what you're telling me.
There is.
Is this per okay?
No. Okay. And that is a negatory. The name of the song is called Bitchy Moods. Okay.
Bitchy Moods.
All right. One that I am sending you. All right. Okay. It's got a little dialogue in the beginning of the video. They have the name of the song wrong. Okay. So when you send it to it's reverse, okay?
Okay.
So when I send it to you, don't pay attention to the title, really. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna set bail for this bad boy.
Yeah, let's set bail. Because I always forget. Let's let them.
Yeah.
Let them listen and set bail. Do you want to set bail before they listen or after?
Well, here we go. We'll go ahead and let the listeners head on over. Go to YouTube because the video is worth checking out. This song is on Spotify. Apple Music, things of that nature as well. So if you want to check it out, you're more than welcome to check it out there. But I'm telling you, the video is the way to go. It brings a little something to it. And it's Humpback Chunk, okay? H-U-M-P-B-A-K-K Chunk. Bitchy Mood. Hit it up.
Humpback Chunk. Baby, I'm with you. You in your bitchy mood. Oh, damn, shorty got an attitude. You in your bitchy mood.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope they found their way to Bitchy Moods.
Bitchy Moods.
Bitchy Moods. And they are still here with us. And Zach, I believe you were going to set bail before
we set bail for this. Okay. All right. So now you folks have heard it. So when I set bail at a cool $780,000, you will understand why.
Do you have that written down? 780, because we always
780. Okay.
Okay.
780,000. Not even a 10%. We're not even we can't even put 10%. This is a whole 780 that's going down on this. Okay. The whole deal. I'm going to send it to Sir James right as we speak.
So there's dialogue at the beginning, but we're not doing bailed out theater today.
We're not doing bailed out theater today.
All right.
You're good at with the bailed out theater. Unfortunately, I'm not quite this good.
I have a little more time on my hand. Hold the fuck on. Is this Humpback Chunk?
That's Humpback Chunk right there.
Holy fuck. What an interesting looking human being.
Correct. Hold it took on. Me this a is, minute. It took me a
female.
Minute.
This is a female.
This is a female. Right. It took me a minute to figure that out.
Dang. Okay. I mean, again, I don't like to make fun of people's appearance, so I'm not going to.
We're not.
But I'm just saying. Humpback Chunk. I feel like that's a fitting name. I mean, it suits her.
For real.
Dang. Yes. Okay, she's got a necklace on that says King.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going back to the beginning. I'm starting it over because I just got caught off guard by Humpback Chunk. Hold on. So you told me not to pay attention to the title here.
Okay.
But I looked at it.
Yeah. It's in there. It's in there. You'll get to it.
Can I read it or should I wait?
Go ahead and read it for the people.
So it says, Humpback Chunk, I just nutted Bitchy Mood.
Yes. Yeah. So the real song is picture like 2004 Fall Out Boy song, okay? Where it's like some weird fucked up title
and
then with the quotations. Okay, so this is Bitchy Moods parentheses, sorry.
Okay.
I just not just just j-u-s nutted. Okay
all right. Now to me, so Humpback Chunk is a female,
right?
Now to me,
yes,
nothing. I see where you're going. A guy does.
I asked the same question.
Okay, like, am I missing something? Is there a female?
You will find out. You will find out in the song. It's all there for you to take.
This is leading me on a journey already. I haven't even listened to a single lyric.
So hold on a minute. So just to verify, I sent you the correct one. You've got the one where it's black and white. All right, hold on a minute. Like when it starts off, it's black and white. Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And she talks to her people in the van.
Oh, Humpback. Okay. So apparently there's been some sort of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Because Humpback Chunk looks like she's sitting on the toilet. I can't really tell, but she's sitting there. She gets a phone call. She just goes, damn, puts her hand on her head. This reminds me of the time that somebody called my phone by mistake. And they were like, I just answered. I was like, hello. And this person goes, you're never going to believe what happened. I'm like, dang, what happened? It's like, Dee Dee's in jail. I was like, oh, no shit. I had this guy going for like 2 minutes before he realized I wasn't who he thought I was.
I remember that.
And he's like, who is this? I was like, who is this? I was like, oh yeah. I was like, God. I was like, I'm glad my Dee Dee's not in jail and is your Dee Dee. Anyway, so it reminds me of. Okay, so she's having a conversation with her people here. Okay.
I would. This video reminds me of something too. All right.
Okay.
Similar, kind of similar situation. Okay. I get a call from a friend of the podcast, Jason Keller, one day. JPK.
Yeah.
All right. We are valeting cars together at this point. All right.
And so this is a long time ago.
I don't know if I was like inside getting something. I was on the premises, but I wasn't there. JPK calls and he says, dude, you have got to see this. I'm like, okay, yeah. Cool. I'm coming, running, I'm hoofing. And I get there and there is a rather large woman walking down the middle of the street with like two cop cars just following her. She's butt ass naked. Horrible. Does and it kind of like reminds me. Yeah, she kind of reminds me of Humpback. Yeah.
I can't even start this thing video. This is crazy. I'm starting it over again because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something too. That's the bad thing about.
You'll get it.
Man, what's good, bro? What you doing?
Hey, what's good with your fam?
Man, she on that bitchy move shit. Her and this attitude, I can't take that shit, bro, man. Where y'all at?
Y'all bitchy move, y'all. Hey, you know I got your speaker. The fellas are here, man.
What's good with it, baby?
What up? She bitching you out again?
Yo, bitchy move. Let's have her life, man. Oh, shit. I ain't crying. I just hurt right now. Feel me?
Hey, y'all, you want us to pull up on you?
Pull up.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke this off. We got some of that good.
Alright, we'll be there in a minute.
Shit, you know, bring that. I need to get that shit right now.
Alright, we'll be on our way.
Alright, man.
I'll let you.
Alright, so the dialogue is over. Humpback Chunk sitting on the toilet, upset with her girlfriend, calls her bros. They're like, hey, we're going to come over with some of that kush.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to forget about this bitchy mood. Yep.
Right. All right.
So now the song, a minute in, and we finally get to the song. They got a drone. So
yeah,
they're putting more into this video than a lot of people. Wait,
right.
Where is? Oh, this is in Wichita.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where it was shot at. I just know that the Chunk herself is from Wichita. Yep.
I don't see her ever being too far from Wichita, so I'm assuming this is Wichita. Oh, no. Now we've come in to the fight.
Yeah.
This is in the
lover.
The Humpback Chunk's lady.
Yeah.
Who is, she seems like a lovely girl.
Yeah, and yeah, sure, she's nice.
But again, I'm not trying. I mean, I don't want to say anything mean about Humpback Chunk, but like Humpback Chunk does not have a neck. Her head just sits directly on her shoulders.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a little interesting looking.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, Humpback Chunk. I'm sorry.
I like to fuck. I like to rub. I'll make you just nut, a slap on your butt. Damn, I just nutted. Your tongue on my clit. Damn, that shit hit. You're making me drip. Damn, I just nutted.
Sounds like this is this is T-Pain's long lost cousin. She's on that auto.
You ain't seen T-Pain in a while. It's because she ate him.
Right, man, she's on that auto too, man. This sounds like Optimus Payne and fucking Humpback Chuck need to get together and do a collab. Right? Yeah, man, that'd be fire. Oh my god, oh dear, Zach, you got to hit him with the lyrics.
Okay,
all right,
you have to tell me where you're at.
She just said I put my hand on her throat. So you can go.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go. I'll read you the intro and the chorus. Okay.
Everything. Yeah. Give us. Holy.
It starts out. It's DZ Beats. Yeah, baby. Shit. I'm with you. Humpback Chunk. Shit. I'll even take your bitchy moods. Yeah. Humpback Chunk. Then it goes into the chorus. Goes a little something like this. Baby, I'm with you. You and your bitchy moods. Aw, damn, shorty. Got an attitude. You and your bitchy moods. I like to fuck. Oh. I like to rub. Or make you just nut. Or slap on your butt. Damn, I just nutted.
This is
your hold on a minute. It's not this. Go ahead.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, I will say Humpback Chunk, she's got a tattoo on it. Instead of a tattoo tear, it looks like a music note, right?
Yeah, that's a treble clef. There.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh man, this is a tough one to read. Mom, don't listen to this, okay? This is a really hard one to read. Your tongue on my clit. Damn, that shit hit. You're making me drip. Damn, I just nutted.
Oh my god.
There it is. That's my thing. Like, I wasn't aware that terminology was made
The female orgasm. That's what she's referring to, right?
That's what I'm taking.
I mean, you know what? She looks like she got a lot of self-confidence though, man. She's showing off her body.
She's doing chunk, man.
Doing chunk. Okay. All right. I'm about ready to go again.
Get into that first verse there.
So this is just the verse now.
Yeah, you're getting into the verse right now.
Dang.
What you just heard was the chorus.
That was the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Put my hand around her throat, she choke. She got an attitude, on swole. Deliver that dick, on go. Bitch, you got a bitchy attitude, oh no. Spray them legs and get in the bed. Get her all up in the bed. Full of shorty to the headboard. On some naked shit, ain't that some shit? Woo! Bitchy attitude, home go. I give her that dick, she gone moan. Then I give her this tongue, make her fucking run. And baby talking all the shit, baby shut up. Yeah, you got an attitude, choke you up. Put your legs by the bed, let me beat it up. Yeah, don't fuck with a lame nigga. Huh, bitchy attitude, tame nigga.
That was the absolute worst rapping.
Look, bro. Look.
Hold on a second. I don't know why I thought she was going to actually fucking lay down some bars. Like, I don't know why I'm surprised here. I thought for sure, like, I was like, okay, it's just going to be funny lyrics, but like, it's like
it's the triple threat, man. It's the triple threat.
I thought some of those T-Pain family genes were going to come through, man, but they did.
No.
That stuff stopped at third cousin T-Pain.
Right, dude. My favorite is rhyming bed with bed.
Bed with bed.
Shit with shit.
Yeah. All right, so read the lyrics. I think I might be done with the first word. I can't tell.
No, you're not done until,
okay.
You know, it goes, baby, I'm with you. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, so she did the universal sign for the pleasuring a female. I can't unsee that.
Well, think how much worse it could have been.
I mean, Humpback Chunk likes it rough, though. I can tell you that she's a choker.
She is, and we know that because she tells us so.
She does it, and she does it. She's choking that poor girl throughout the entire verse. Let her come up for some air, man. Like, you make her lick your clit,
right? She already can't breathe.
Yeah, she can't breathe. She tries to come up for some air, and you start choking her. Humpback Chuck's going to be doing 25 to life real soon, guaranteed.
By complete accident, even.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's just going to be manslaughter. But still.
The video. So the video. What's happening in the video that you've seen?
I don't even know, man. So they're in the living room. It's her and her dude. She called up to bring over. They called Samson, and
looks like they might have brought some Taco Bell too.
Did they have Taco Bell? That goes without saying, though. Everybody knows if you're sitting in the living room getting high, there's got to be Taco Bell.
She's got a Baja Blast, man. Like,
does she have a Baja Blast?
I don't know. She got a Taco Bell cup for sure.
It's definitely a Baja Blast. She's just rapping with a little bit of Robitussin in it.
A little Tussin. Stick it up, Robitussin.
But yeah, so they're all sitting there and they're just, I mean, she's just spitting bars and then her girlfriend's behind her, and just every now and again she has to turn around and choke her. And then they go to the hallway. For some reason they're like, yo, this hallway,
yeah,
this is a good spot
Chunk,
to film.
Yeah, Chunk is sitting down.
Yeah, that's what I thought initially. She was chair. On the toilet. Yeah, but she's
right,
just in
she's
the
sitting on a chair, it looks like, and she's got her girlfriend kind of like, you know, massaging her up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, the girlfriend's with her eyes
pretty.
You know, I didn't even notice. That's
I mean, her girlfriend is definitely the one who's freaking the lipstick, and you know, yeah, she's the one who's settling, just like my wife.
Yeah, the settler and the reacher. Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Yes, I fully understand. Fully understand. I'm gonna go ahead and read verse one if you're ready.
Oh my god, this is worse than if you don't want to get pregnant.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is here's the thing: is what I loved about the song is not only is it just like extremely vulgar, but the delivery is so bad.
Awful.
Right? But I will give it this. All right. The beat, you play this beat in your car, shit slams.
I don't know why I haven't learned my lesson, right? Because yeah. Deborah Danielson had an okay beat. I mean, we've had some decent beats on here, man.
Yeah.
It's
getting easier to make beats nowadays, man.
It must be, man.
It's gotta be.
I don't know why I was so caught off guard when she just, for some reason, I just thought, oh, she's gonna be able to rap. She's got this. She does not.
She's a little, there's some clunks in there. She's a little clunky.
The whole thing is clunky. It's a whole big back clunk.
Back clunk. Oh my god. Verse one goes like this. Put my hand around her throat. She choke. She got an attitude on swole. Deliver that dick on go.
All right, hold on. Okay, so
yeah, I figured this is where we'd stop.
What? Okay, I mean, Humpback Clunk is definitely a female.
She's female.
How is she putting that dick on her? The strap
know,
on,
man.
I'm guessing.
I'm guessing so. I would guess so.
What does on swole mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I always thought that was good. Like,
yeah,
maybe it's like, big. Maybe it's big. Maybe it's, you
maybe,
know what I mean? Like,
maybe she's really.
She's got a bad attitude. Oh, fuck me. All right. Anyway. Bitch, you got a bitchy attitude. Oh, no. Spread them legs. Get in the bed. Get her all up in the bed. That's very clear. Yeah.
Great. Great.
Fuck little shorty to the headboard. on some neck and shit. Ain't that some shit?
Well, yeah, this is all shit. But, like, is she trying to fuck the attitude out of her?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that what it is?
That's what I'm because thinking.
It's like a mix between, like, a love song and yeah. I hate you song. So yeah. this is like some revenge sex.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't even call it makeup sex because I feel like these two are just in a perpetual fucking fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet it gets so.
I bet it gets physical too when they
fighting. Yeah. I bet Humpback's making that bitch put sugar on her lips. Yeah. Turn her pocket inside out the whole nine.
Oh my god.
I said Reese's Puffs, bitch. Like it's like a fatal attraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Who's in who isn't that Sharon Stone? Wasn't she the fatal attraction girl?
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
It's a far cry from Sharon Stone in the 1990s, man.
It's a far cry from Sharon Stone now.
It's a far cry from fucking Roger Stone.
Oh my god. All right, here we go.
This woman is a crook.
Yeah, right. Ooh, bitchy attitude on go. I give her that dick.
No, you don't.
She gon' moan.
Like when she gives her the dick, is she like paying for a male prostitute? Like what?
I'm not certain what she's doing. Actually, I know what you'll find out later what happens here.
Oh, good.
Just wait.
So okay. Everything gets tied up into a nice little bow.
She explains some things in the end.
God, I don't even want to hear the explanation. I'd rather be left in the dark, man.
Kind of feel like an asshole.
I'd rather not know. I would rather not know. Humpback Clunk. I'm cool.
Fucking name something back, Chuck. That's so fucked. Anyway. All right. Then I give her this tongue, make her fucking run.
That's when she does the thing.
Yeah.
Yo, if Humpback Chunk came at me with her tongue out, I'd be fucking running too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fast as shit, man. I'd run all the way from motherfucking Wichita through fucking Manhattan, Lawrence, Kansas City, St. Louis. Fucking all Champaign, Illinois. I'm all the way out of here, man. Fuck that, man. You ain't never seen me again.
When you're going to Champaign.
Champaign, buddy, all the way through, man. I'm taking I-70 straight to DC, bro. You ain't never seen me again. Never
seen me again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, good God. All right. And, baby, talking all that shit. Baby, shut up. Yeah, you got an attitude. Choke you up. Spread your legs by the bed. Let me beat it up. Yeah, I don't fuck with lame N-words.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Bitchy attitude. Tame N-words. Scene.
Oh,
yeah. Gracious. There it is. Yeah, paint that. You got that picture? Painted in there.
I don't know. she did a pretty good job of depicting the fucking scene herself.
That's the thing, you know. So all right, so there you go. Miss Chunk is a wonderful storyteller. Okay, so I mean, we can add that into your pros and cons of setting bail. Are we putting up $780,000 for a fraud humpback? You know what I mean?
She is a storyteller.
She's a storyteller. All right.
Shakespeare, J.K. Rowling,
in love.
Humpback Chunk.
Yeah, right.
God dang. Why do you do this to me, Zach?
That's kind of what we're supposed to do, I thought. I don't know.
Man, this is different. this is different than anything I've ever sent to you. All right, are we ready? I'm getting back into chorus.
Yeah, yeah, get into the chorus.
She does have a Baja Blast cup, man, but I really think there's some fucking tussin in there.
Probably is. Probably is.
Oh, dang, man. Oh, right. I pause it at just the perfect time because it shows that the neck tattoo.
Oh, the right. She's got
a wad of Benjamins.
She's got a wad of Benjamins there, right? But she very clearly lives in Section 8 housing. Yeah. You know what I mean? This apartment ain't got a fucking nothing on the wall. Not even a fake Van Gogh print you got from Walmart or nothing. Like, this bitch is fucking...
She's got her necklace, though. But that, yo, that tattoo, man, like, those are like cartoon size $100 bills, man. Right? She got a pretty thick neck. They filled it up, man. It's like the
most disproportionate
the size of legal paper.
Right? It's the size of my furnace filter. Them 16 by 24s. God damn. The fucker who did the tattoo went to the Oval Office to get a picture of Benjamin Franklin. Trace that shit.
They did. It took four sessions to do that motherfucker. Right.
Took all that money that she's got tattooed on her neck to do it. That's why she ain't got no wall hangings.
Yeah, nothing. She spent all the money. That's a lot of ink, bro. That's a sleeve for you and me.
Right? Have you seen the candles? You see the candles in the apartment?
Dude, I can't. I don't even know where to
She's
look.
Got some good candles in there, man. They're not even like Yankee candles. They're like the fucking Main Street fucking Walmart candles. Oh, man. No, good God. That's what I thought when I saw a tattoo. I was like, fuck, man.
That doesn't even look. That's a pretty sad Benjamin Franklin, too, man.
Benjamin's wearing guy liner, man. Look at that shit.
He does have some guy liner on. That's fucking Benji from Good Charlotte.
Benji Franklin. Benji Franklin.
Paper and plastic.
The chorus, as we all know, if you guys want me to read it again, I will.
No,
okay.
We don't need to hear.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's do this then. Okay. So you know what the chorus is. Let's get back. Let's go ahead and play verse number two here.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
I just nutted. She just nutted. I fucked her in the bathroom, going to public. What you talking about? I'm eating it out. Yeah, I hit the pussy. I ain't from the south. Yeah, I'ma get it down, get it wet. Licking the pussy all in the guts in that shit. Oh, I ain't got a real dick though, but I got a strap in and give her that D though. Yeah, hit the flow, she hit the flow. She made a moan, I made her groan. I was groaning too, it was really crazy. I guarded the bitch, cause I'm real lazy. Big baby, coming through the shit. It's a freestyle at the end of the bitch. What you gon' do, baby, I'm with you. Even with your bitchy attitude, I'ma get it, boo.
This is awful. She did explain it, though. So she is on that strap-on game.
Yes, she is.
She makes, I see the candles you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, you like them?
She makes these faces when she's rapping, like she's in pain, man. The music.
She's telling the story.
She is a storyteller.
She's telling a story, man. She's a poet. You know, she's in the moment. She's feeling her. She's feeling her fucking poetry. She's delivering it. She's bringing it. The angst, you know,
very angsty. Yeah,
yeah, but man.
All of the dudes in her posse are just all on their cell
phone. They're like, fuck this shit. Maybe if I hold my phone up high enough, they will see my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why would you even agree to be on this?
Man, they must have thought it was cool. I don't know.
You're right, man. There is not a single picture on the wall.
There's nothing on the wall.
There's nothing on the walls.
Not a
There's
thing, nothing. Man.
I mean,
she's got some decorative drapes though. Some black.
She's got some, okay, she got some black. Well, yeah, it's a fucking, it's a trap house. You can't. Can't let the people know what's going on in there, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm telling everybody in that neighborhood, you do not want to know what's going on in that house, man, because we unfortunately have been painted a picture.
Oh, as unpleasant as it may be.
All right, hit us with those lyrics, Zach.
All right, verse number two goes
awful.
My favorite part, it's just how verse number two opens. I just nutted. She just nutted. I fucked her in the bathroom, going in public. What you talking about? I'm eating it out. Yeah, it hit the pussy. I ain't from the South. I don't know.
That's common knowledge. Dudes in the South, they're gentlemen. They don't. Oh, okay. They don't lick the pussy.
Is that common knowledge?
Apparently it is.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew something I didn't. Okay, all right.
No.
It's like, oh, is that the deal? Huh? I would say if that were true, like there'd be a lot more women moving north of the Mason Dixon. You know what I mean?
I do like the guys in the South. They like they do it like Mike Pence. They leave all their clothes on, just pull their pants down.
Mike Pence.
Yeah. And definitely do not make eye contact.
There's a hole in the sheet.
Yeah.
We're for one reason, bitch.
Yeah. They apologize when they're done.
Right.
I'm sorry we had to do that.
I get tears on your forehead. Oh my God. All right, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to get it down, get it wet, licking the pussy all in her guts. And that shit. Ooh, I ain't got a real dick though. But I got a strap. And I'll give her that D, though. Yeah, hit the floor. She hit the floor. She made a moan. I made her groan. I was oh, my God. I was groaning, too. It was really crazy.
I growled at that bitch.
I growled at that bitch. Because I'm really lazy.
I mean, like, what does that even mean? I growled at that bitch because I'm really lazy?
That's what she said. Even, okay, big baby, come here, do that shit. It's a freestyle at the end of that bitch. Yeah. What you doing? Baby, I'm with you. Even your bitchy attitude. I'm going to get it. Boo. That's it.
Yo,
that's it.
These lyrics are weak, man.
Big baby.
What the fuck, man? I like how she's like, that was crazy. I was lazy. Like,
yeah.
Man, yo, Optimus Payne had better lyrics than that, man.
Man, you know, I think I, you know.
Look at that face, bro.
You see the candles.
The guys
see the candles. Yeah,
dude's all still on the phone.
They're on the phone, hanging never out. Care. Got them candles.
Are they shit on? Is they wild. On Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Oh no, they're what
are those they motherfuckers on? Ain't trading stocks. I can tell you that.
I can tell you they are not. I'm gonna say Instagram. They're on Instagram. The gram.
They're on the gram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pornhub, because this song really gets them in the mood. She's got her one necklace says king, and the other one says it just says 100, like the 100% emoji
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. They call it hunted.
Hunted.
Hunted. Yeah.
All right, that's you it. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready, baby.
Baby, I'm with you. Baby, I'm with you. You and your bitch, you move.
Man, fuck them bitch.
Oh, damn, shorty got an attitude.
Get rid of that ugly attitude.
You and your bitch, you move.
Yeah.
I like to fuck.
Yeah.
I like to rub. Make you just nut a slap on your butt. Damn, I just nutted. Your tongue on my clit. Damn, that shit hit. You're making me drip. Damn, I just nutted.
Because you make me fucking nut.
That's sure my favorite. The after, yeah.
This song is romantic.
Hey man, Valentine's Day's coming up. You know.
Oh yeah, this is really gonna get man in the mood.
Barry White out, humpback chunk in. You know what I mean? just flip through your phone when you're like talking to your lady on Valentine's Day. Be like, all right, we got. Keep Sweat.
Lucha. Dendros, yeah. Oh, dang. Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is the worst. The very end. Another, you make me fucking nuts.
Yes, sir. Yes, Jesus sir.
Christ, man. What a fucking disaster. Do you think that girl's really her girlfriend?
I mean, she has to be.
Right? She You're not just going to play that role.
Right. We're going to make this rap video and you're going to be in it, period. Like it or not. Humpback Chunk is a large individual. And she's, I mean, it's like prison rules in there. You know what I mean?
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
I can't say I do.
She looks like Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
And if I knew who Big Ed was, I might concur.
All right, man. What? All right. So where are we at now, Zach? I'm at a loss right now.
Well, bud, it's time for you to you know. I would like to say something though. At the end, it just goes through the course a lot of times. But there are just like these extra little voiceovers behind bitchy moods. You know what I mean? And like what I'm like, man, fuck them bitchy moods. Like, get rid of that fucking attitude. And James's favorite. What was your favorite one?
I already forget.
Oh, well, you just made me fucking nut.
You just made me fucking nut.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, I mean, that's it. I mean, she verbally assaults her lady and then
physically assaults her
and probably sexually assaults her as well, I'd say.
Any kind of assault there is being done by Humpback Chunk to her poor girlfriend.
Well, I didn't know this. She just fucking physically assaulted my ears. You know what I mean? Bitch, done, gone, there. All right.
So it's time
for you to put up,
Judge James.
Yes.
To lay down the law.
Drop the gavel.
I mean, so you were trying to start some sort of list of pros and cons.
I was. I didn't have to feel like I didn't feel like I had to start any list of cons because it just started from the beginning itself all the way to the very end. Right. Bro. So I was just throwing out like a couple things you could see as a positive, like, hey, look, you know, this and that, you know, she's dedicated to the cause. You know what I mean? And what? Humpback seems to be an unselfish lover.
Well, that is
true. She's a giver as well.
She is definitely more generous than Kangol Kid. yep. and Bowlegged Lou.
Bowlegged Lou, right? Sure.
not quite as generous as Three Ball Bill, though.
No, not quite. Not quite.
But here's the deal, dude. There is only one fucking list, and it's all cons, bro. There's not a single cons pro
and no Oscar Myers in this equation. Yeah,
man. This is not kosher either. All right.
No wieners.
No wieners. Well, no, there are wieners. Maybe they use them sometimes. They use the Oscar Myers every now and again.
Maybe, man. They pull them out.
Well, you don't have to pull out.
It's true.
Yeah, no. You ain't no pulling out with the fat palm right now. I just nutted. Oh. This is the worst song ever.
It's ever. A bad one. It is a very bad one.
Ever. There is no way in hell I am bailing this out, man. It could have been
oh man.
It could have been 15 cents, man. It could have been a Baja Blast with some cussing in it.
Nothing.
Still no.
Hey, man.
Not at all, man.
Look, I can't say that I blame you. I was kinda hoping for well, no, I can't say I was, because this is an atrocious offense. That is for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. I am not worried about humpback fucking Chunk in the slammer. She's going to be running that shit. She's going to be running that shit.
Bitches are bringing her fucking cupcakes.
Damn straight, man. She's got all the ramen. Fucking all the prison hooch. She's going to be fine.
She's good.
She's going to be just fine. She's going to thrive.
Yeah, she's yeah, especially there in Wichita.
She's going to nut so much.
Woo. Yeah, she might enjoy it, prison.
She might like it there. She's cool. Oh, yeah, she's cool there. Yeah. She don't care.
No fucks given.
Yeah, man. Not a single one. Jesus Christ. What an awful fucking display of music that was.
Yeah, that was an awful display of music, video, tattooing, you name it. It was there. Jewelry choices. The whole thing.
Her crew of dudes, like, that's a poor choice too. They put in zero fucking effort.
None.
In this video. Even the guys in Amy Bibabi.
Yeah.
We're at least fucking trying.
They were trying. They were dancing. These guys are just on their phone.
That's all they do anyway.
Right.
She's like, hey, can you guys come be in my music video? And they're like, yeah, but we're not doing anything. She's like, all right.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Good.
Because I plan on doing nothing too. I was going to hold this Taco Bell cup, maybe light a candle. maybe the guys didn't do anything. They had to just hold their phones because she was like, look, you can't outshine me. You know what I mean? And if they would have been drinking the Mountain Dew, they would have upstaged her. You see what I'm saying?
Dude, there is nothing that's going to upstage Humpback Chunk. She could have had fucking chinchillas behind her on a fucking trapeze act, and I still wouldn't have been able to take my eyes off of her, bro.
There's not.
She's just that unique.
And forgive me. Unique. Thank you. That's well put. Well, you know what I think it's time for? I think it is time that we get on with the good songs.
Fucking wash my eyes and ears out is what it is.
Let's give the listeners something to cleanse the palate, the ears away from the chunkiness they just heard. Okay.
All right, man. All right. So I picked my song last week.
Okay.
So it's it's only a week old, but I picked it last week because a certain musical legend passed away. It was Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes. Zach, are you familiar with this group?
Can't say I am, bud.
You'll know as soon as I tell you the song. So the song, Ronnie Spector passed away January 12th after a short battle with cancer. She was married to Phil Spector.
I figured that much. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ronnie Spector is, like I said, of the Ronettes, and they sang the 1963 hit Be My Baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. A phenomenal song, which was from the album The Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica, which is Ronnie.
Okay.
The song was produced by one of the worst human beings.
Your ass.
Ever to walk the face of the earth. Right. Which I don't want to give him any credit, but, you know, I feel like Veronica or Ronnie deserve some credit and some recognition. So that's the only reason I brought this song up. So the song was released, like I said, August 1963. The song was written by Jeff Berry, Ellie Greenrich, and the aforementioned Jeff and Ellie are responsible for some amazing songs.
Bangers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sugar.
Dun, 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 dun,
uh-huh.
Dun.
Chapel of Love.
Oh, my God. Every time I hear that song, I think of my grandma, of all people.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. That is crazy. Well, she wasn't very good with knowing the lyrics to the song.
Oh, that's true. So she really loved to try.
Right. She gave it her best, and it'd be like, going to the chapel and...
What are they doing at the chapel, Grandma?
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Yeah.
But they're there, anyway, all right?
Continue,
they,
sir.
They wrote River Deep, Mountain High.
Okay. That's a good one.
Wow. Hanky Panky.
Okay.
Then he kissed me.
Just made a very similar song.
yeah, something like
anyway,
that. Anyway, they released or wrote a ton of great songs. But this particular song, Be My Baby, reached number two on Billboard's Hot 100 song. Two. Yeah, nice. The song is in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
The Grammy Hall of Fame. I didn't know that was such a thing. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Right.
Rolling Stone magazine named this the 22nd best song of the top 500.
Wow.
Billboard has named it the number one song on the greatest 100 greatest girl group songs of all time.
Wow.
Yes. In 2006, the Library of Congress added it to the United States National Recording Registry.
Wow. Holy shit. That's got some stuff.
Yeah. So if you're not aware of what the United States National Recording Registry is, it is a list of recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and or inform or reflective life in the United States. So I tied it in because one of the other things on this registry is Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Rightfully so. And I was going to say that because this episode was going to be released on MLK Martin Day. King.
Yeah,
exactly. I have a funny story about that. So I was working at a hotel in Martin Luther King III was coming to check into the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And there was a young lady there, and she was like, I really want to check in Martin Luther King Jr. III. I was like, it's just Martin Luther King the third.
Right.
But she couldn't quite wrap her head around it, but she was a very sweet girl. But anyway, it's a great song. It is a piece of Americana. That was a long way to go, but I appreciate you following me on that journey.
That was great. That was, I mean, you told the story pretty well. Well, mine's pretty basic, okay? my song is by the band called The Horrible Crows.
I don't know this band.
Oh, you'll dig the song, I would like to think. Okay. It's called Lady Killer. In your history, and see if I say a thing as it rolls up inside of me. And you must have met a man, tall and handsome at then, who must have put a spell on you, baby, and must have kept on coming then. Cause I can smell him in your skin, I bet I taste him in your blood. Must be all the young boys, baby. Lady Killer got the two of us.
Oh, the song's about me.
For sure. You could, I mean, it was written by Brian Fallon and Ian Perkins. Brian Fallon's probably one of my favorite musicians of all time.
I was going to say, I know Brian Fallon.
He's been mentioned on the show before. Okay. Song was released September 6th of 2011 on Side One Dummy Recordings. Okay. That's about all I got for it. Just listen to the song, and if you don't like it,
what was it called again?
Fucking stupid. Lady Killer.
Lady Killer. That's right, because it's about me.
About you, bud. Killing the ladies.
Well, you and Zach, Humpback all right, Chunk. Man. Me? Humpback Chunk is actually killing ladies.
Right.
I
feel like.
I just use that as an expression.
Lady smotherer. I'd be...
Lady suffocator.
Oh, lady choker. Lady choker. Yeah, lady smotherer. Lady, all kinds of fucked up shit. Yeah, man.
Well, Zach, I'm ready the fuck out of here after that, man.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm with you. You and your bitchy moods.
You know, I bet has a lot of bitchy moods.
Pauly Shore.
Fuck you.
Bye.
This is, again, I just equate everything to myself because that's just how I am. I'm a narcissist. But bro, where do you find this stuff?
Hey, look, man. Look, we have a job to do. Okay?